This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading a summary of two articles published on December 21st, 2012, and one which will be published on January 1st, 2013. Topics covered in this podcast are hydrocephalus, syringomyelia, and trauma. Use of the neuroballoon catheter for endoscopic third ventriculostomy. A technical note by Rafael Guzman and colleagues. Endoscopic third ventriculostomy has become the procedure of choice for treatment of obstructive hydrocephalus in well-selected patients. In this paper, the authors describe the use of a double-barrel balloon catheter called NeuroBalloon. It facilitates positioning across and dilation of the floor of the third ventricle. The surgical technique and nuances of using the NeuroBalloon catheter and the experience with more than 1,000 cases are described. The occurrence of vascular injury was less than 0.1%, and the risk of balloon rupture was less than 2%. Radiographic and clinical outcome of syringomyelia in patients treated for tethered cord syndrome without other significant imaging abnormalities. A clinical article by Charles Colwin and co-authors. An occult tethered spinal cord consists of symptomatic cord tether combined with the absence of radiographic indications of tether. The need for treatment via filum terminale sectioning has been debated, but authors who perform this treatment have a high rate of success. Syringomyelia as a marker of tether has also been postulated, but the evidence is mixed. In the present study, the authors evaluated their institution's recent experience in children with a syrinx, but an otherwise occult tethered cord syndrome, as this population's surgical outcome has not yet been described. 16 patients who had undergone filum terminale sectioning met the study inclusion criteria. The most common presentation was urinary dysfunction. At an average follow-up longer than 1 year, all patients had improved clinically and urodynamically. There was no operative morbidity. Radiographically, 4 syringes improved, while 12 remained stable. No syrinx that extended rostrally beyond the mid-thoracic spine improved. There was a correlation between MRI evidence of a thickened filum terminale and syrinx improvement, but not with the conus level or syrinx dimensions. In conclusion, this highly selected patient population responds to filum terminale sectioning with a very high success rate. Follow-up should be primarily clinical, as radiographic improvement does not correlate with the postoperative clinical course. The authors state that repeat imaging should be reserved for patients whose condition fails to improve. The following article will be published on the JNS website on January 1st, 2013. Second impact syndrome in football. New imaging and insights into a rare and devastating condition. A case report by Elizabeth Weinstein and co-workers. This is the first case report in which modern imaging studies were obtained of the devastating injury, second impact syndrome. A CT scan of the brain done between the two impacts was completely normal. The MRI study of the patient's brain, which was performed soon after admission for the second impact, demonstrates significant hyperemia. These images are supplied in the article. Relevant literature and theories on the etiology of second impact syndrome, in light of these images, is discussed. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.